All right, guys, welcome back. This is MGM Marketabilities Podcast, and we have a very special episode for you guys today. We have Hank Indiana, is it Dieters? Mm-hmm. Oh, I nailed the last name. Awesome. We have them on today, and we're going to talk about Standard Issue, which is a new musical coming to Southern Illinois. It's completely original, right?
Yes.
Yes.
How did this all get started?
Well, around 2020, when COVID hit, prior to that, we were involved in local theater productions through our children, mm-hmm. working with the local children's theater company. And we got involved in backstage work and sets and props and all that kind of stuff. And when COVID hit, we didn't realize that we were gradually becoming involved in theater more than we thought. And it became our creative outlet. And suddenly, not only was it gone for our children, but it was gone for us. So our creative outlet was taken away because theaters kind of shut down during that time. So, yeah. Deanna had this bright idea that we do something real
easy. I needed a project. Yeah. I was getting very bored.
Right. Yeah. So we decided that we should start writing a musical of our own. And, one of the things I realized over the years working around community theater here is there really aren't many veterans involved in theater. It's not a space where a lot of veterans tend to gravitate towards.
Sure.
There's myself. There's a couple of that I met through the years. But not many end up, working on stage in productions or backstage or in the theater itself. So we thought a great combination would be a military-themed musical to try to invite veterans to be, a part of it, either on stage with the production or in the seats. And me being retired from the Army, it was very easy to speak that language and start writing a story from that perspective.
That's so cool. Yeah, I was. We were talking beforehand, and I kind of compared it to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's like it doesn't make sense for Taylor Swift fans to be fans of football, and it doesn't make sense to me for veterans to be fans of musicals. But I think it's actually genius, because the more I thought about it in between us talking about it, was it could actually be a very big healing mechanism for veterans who have any issue, whether it's PTSD or whatever else that comes along with that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of things that go along in the military where it's like you have to have like this front manly thing, whatever. You know what I mean? And this kind of opens people up to kind of be free to who they are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What was your guys' thought behind that? Behind getting veterans involved?
Well, the arts community is so welcoming, and they'll just take in whoever, and they kind of rally around them and just invite them to go out after rehearsals and things like that. And it's like a family. Yeah. And there's some veterans that either don't want to participate in the highly physical veteran groups that are around, and most of them are physical. They go hiking or running or jujitsu or whatever. Right. And so this is a different way to be in a community if either you aren't into those things or you maybe do it, your own way. You can also be in a community that's the arts community and then start expressing yourself and just telling your story through the arts, which is what, when we founded our nonprofit, we want to encourage veterans to just do that in any way possible in the arts community.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I think telling your own story is an art in itself, mm-hmm. whether it's writing, whether it's music or musical or a musical performance, like it's all art in some sort of aspect. And so it's almost like an outlet that a lot of veterans haven't even explored, but it could be the perfect thing for them.
Right. Yeah. That was what we wanted. And that's what we want to do, is enable veterans to participate in the arts. Like you said, right? Doesn't matter what kind it is. If they want to write poetry, if they want to do interpretive dance, we want to support them. If that's how they want to tell their story, maybe we can be a small part of that to help them take that step to get into that. If that's what they, the way they want to tell their story.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what was it like? Like whenever you guys first started and you were like, you had this idea, what was the first step you guys had to take to even make it like a reality?
I think we just bounced ideas off each other. We had the same background of knowing pretty much nothing about how to write a script. And so we bought some books and we would just sit down after dinner. And that was fun for us to toss around some ideas and how could we, use the theme of military and a tour of duty in the Army to tell a story that would relate to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was one of the things we had to decide on, is what's the duration of our story, you know? Is it boot camp? Is it one tour duty? Is it a whole career of military service ending with an old frail couple? We didn't know what that was going to be, so we had to make decisions like that kind of early on, because that frames the rest of the story and what we can do within it.
Yeah, so are you guys the two main writers of the story? Is there anybody else involved in the story?
We've had a lot of allies to help us along the way and review our script. Yeah, we've had lots of that. But we're the writers of the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's been the most challenging thing in the last 5 years? Or few things?
I would think, because our mission is to speak to veterans and to get them to participate, it's getting the word out to them and encouraging them to come, either to come to the show that's happening next week, or to be in the musical, that it is a space that's welcoming, and they are, they'll find that they'll be very surprised if they would come and see the show, that they might actually like it. They might actually like live theater. And that they could feel things and have a great time. But also, if they want to come in to and start performing, that maybe they never thought it was for them, but they might have a good time doing it. We were not musical theater people until our kids got into it. I mean, we didn't do it as kids. We weren't in high school musicals or anything like that. So it's an interest that developed later in life, which is totally fine. You know, you keep growing and learning, and so that's great. But that's been the biggest challenge, is to really getting the word out, because we're such a sprawling community. And with very limited budget, it's not like we could put huge billboards up for our auditions and things like that. So I don't know.
Though we did make our own billboard, and it's in our front yard out on Route 37. Really? Yeah. Since we're right on a busy highway, we just plunked our own sign out there. It's 8x8, but it's highly visible.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I bet that is challenging, because I that was the first thought that came to my mind when you guys were first telling me about it, was, how do you get veterans involved in theater?
And they're busy. I mean, everybody has busy lives, and there's so many options of how to spend your free time. And so stepping into something that's completely unknown is a risk, just like coming to see a show that you know nothing about other than what we're going to talk about today. It's a risk, but it'll pay off if you come.
Yeah, and as a veteran myself, we tend to pull back into our safe spaces, the things that we enjoy, the things that we like to do. So we're happy to jump into things that we already like, or already have an interest in, or if I decide I want to start learning something new, I'll jump into it. But to try to convince them, if they aren't already thinking about something like this, to try to convince someone that, hey, you should come and check this out.
Yeah.
Like that's a big leap. And we were just amazed when veterans did come out and did audition for the show. First time auditions. I'd be terrified.
Oh, I would be too. Like I was never a theater person. You know, I mean, I played, you know, music for some of the theater stuff and jazz band and stuff like that. But like, as for getting up and like trying to sing or act in front of somebody, that's never been a thing for me. And I know that I would be terrified to go up and do that
in front of strangers, do a monologue and sing a song. Like, no, thank you. But I want everyone else to try it.
Right. Yeah.
I'll try that someday myself.
But yeah. Cause I mean, have you heard that some people put public speaking above their fears above dying? Like, that's mind blowing to me. Right. But I get it, because whenever you are up there, your heart's pounding, you start sweating. Well, these people hate me. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But one thing I want to point out to you guys is that something special that you guys have already done, which is super cool, is you're talking about the hardest thing is to get veterans to maybe open up and learn and be open to this type of thing. But you guys are catalysts for that, because this is exactly what you guys have done. In the past 5 years, you guys, like you said at the beginning, you didn't know anything about this, and all of a sudden you're putting on your own musical. Like, this, it's actually mind-blowing. And if that's not a picture enough for a lot of veterans to see that, like, oh, you can completely change, you can completely pivot and learn a new thing. In even for you, Deanna, it's like almost like you're starting a whole new career. You know what I mean? And I was reading a book the other day about how you should maybe expect to have multiple careers in your lifetime now, because it's just how the world shifts. And every 15 to 20 years, you may just completely change what you're doing. And that's okay, because you can learn and you can grow. And I think you guys are actually being like, you guys are like paving the way for some veterans to see that they can totally do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This is, was not on my horizon in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
If I go back 10 years ago. But here we are, right? A week away from our opening night,
mm-hmm.
For something we've been dreaming about for 5 years. And so it's been an amazing journey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. So what is the thing that you're most excited about? We're a little over a week out until you guys actually do the musical for the first time. What's the most exciting thing and the most terrifying thing?
Well, like I said before the show, my terrifying thing is that people will miss out,
right?
Because it's pretty much a once in a lifetime thing. I mean, mm-hmm. it may be picked up and it may get bigger than this, but yeah. we don't know.
Sure.
And so if you miss out, when we've done some public reads in the past, people would say, oh yeah, I heard about that, but then I forgot about it and I didn't come. Yeah. And like, well, that's a one and done kind mm-hmm. of thing. It's not every year, or every 5 years or 10 years or whatever. So that's a little scary that people won't take that opportunity to come out and see what the Southern Illinois arts community can put on here. It's
yeah.
everything is local about this show, and it is
That's
phenomenal.
Cool.
And I just hope that people would come out. So that would be the terrifying thing.
Yeah.
And the fun thing is seeing the audience there and
yeah.
enjoying it and finally right. seeing the finished product. I mean, yeah. we still haven't seen the finished product. We get to rehearsals when we can, but we're doing
sure.
a lot of other things
right.
and just, I mean, we haven't seen our whole cast in there. You know, costumes and all the music and all that. We've heard the music with the orchestra, but we haven't heard all the songs because some songs
yeah.
are new from last year. So
yeah.
just seeing it all, I'm super excited.
When we say it's going to be an amazing show, it's not bragging about what we wrote. It's
sure.
what
yeah.
the actors bring to it, what the vision our director has brought to it. Tim
mm-hmm.
Robinson, he's a Navy veteran and a seasoned member of local theater and some national level stuff as well. What the vision that he brought to it, and our rest of our production staff, the choreography, all that stuff, it's going to be amazing. We got mm-hmm. we had a set designer to help us design the set,
yeah.
which is going to be like nothing you've ever seen on the stage here at
really?
The Marion Cultural and Civic right. Center. Yeah,
that's
it's
awesome.
Really.
We had to build some infrastructure and install that, and
yeah.
so it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, so the whole thing is going to be amazing. Not just what we wrote, but what they're doing with it.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. What was it like, kind of like developing a team? You know, because like you guys have said, you guys have never done this before,
mm-hmm.
so you have to build a team to put this on. And what was that like? Was that scary? Was that hard to do, to find the right people?
I think we knew the right people because we had worked with them when our kids were in theater.
Okay.
And so they worked with the kids theater program.
Okay.
And so we saw what they could do.
Right.
I mean, we saw show after show after show, and it was amazing, and just how kind they were to the
yeah.
kids. And so we knew they would be kind to a cast, and it would be more of a collaboration, which is, you know, it creates that family atmosphere, and especially
right.
welcoming to new people. And that's what we really, really wanted to create.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we really got to pick our dream team. This is exactly who we have on this is exactly who we envisioned for it. And
that's
it's
cool.
been amazing that they've come on board with us.
Mm-hmm.
No hesitation, wanted to be a part of this.
And yeah.
Oh, it's
a lot of work for them.
Yeah.
A lot.
Whenever you guys were talking to them about coming on board, what was your quote unquote pitch?
Well, Tim was with us from the beginning.
Yeah, he's
when
our
we
director.
First showed our first script to mm-hmm. a couple of people and they gave their feedback. I mean, we asked him about it because he's a veteran and he would be able to
sure.
to lead the cast in that way. So he was on board, and so we consulted with him.
Yeah.
And so I think he helped sell it to the other production team because he's,
yeah.
you know, the director. So
he's a trusted member of local yeah. theater for
yes.
sure. So,
yeah. Yes. So, whenever you guys were sharing the script with them, were you just like, were you also sharing your heart on like why you even wanted to do this and everything?
Well, this was back in 2021, I think we showed our first script.
Yeah.
Was it 2021?
Mm-hmm.
And so there were three or four people that we showed, and yes, it was super scary.
I bet. Yeah.
And they were super brutal.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
which was great.
Good.
And we
yeah.
told them that we're like, we have no ego here. We
yeah.
just want a great show. So
yeah.
just, and because we have personal relationships with them as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard sometimes to tell
yeah.
somebody that their work is not great.
Yeah.
But they did. And it was great. And I mm-hmm. mean, we're better for it. And
oh,
every
100%.
Single time we went back to a table read, we would get feedback from people. And we
yeah.
said, go for it. Just totally rip it to shreds because
yeah.
we want it to be better.
No, that's incredible. Most people won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like most people, like even me included, I've spent a lot of my life hiding what I'm good at because I don't want to be ripped apart for it to be better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that's a big lesson just in that. Like, if you're listening today or watching, like, that is the lesson that I think is probably the biggest thing is it's okay to just let people rip it apart because it's going to be for your own good. Mm-hmm. In the long run.
Right. And I think it was okay that they ripped it apart because we trusted them so much.
Sure.
Yeah. And so we really valued their opinion and their time to come in and actually read it. I mean, that there were some people that we asked that just didn't have the time, and that was okay, but we valued their time and their comments.
Yeah. Well, it's different if you're asking a professional.
Sure.
Hey, what's your opinion on this? And then some random person on the internet, you know.
And eventually I did ask, I asked a consultant out of New York to read the script over because I wanted somebody outside the area that had a totally different perspective.
Completely unbiased.
Yes. Yeah. And so that was very, very helpful, and we made some changes based on what he said.
That's
because
awesome.
If it was going to go to a wider audience, I wanted to know some things because if you change the script, you might change the songs, you know, and the lyrics and all that stuff. So if you change one thing, a lot of other things have to shift. So we wanted to do that. Before we went into the workshop that we did last fall.
Right.
So that was really good.
And we experienced the death of three of my favorite songs through that process. Yeah, in the original scripts, there was a drill sergeant song and a recruiter song, and there was one about acronyms.
Yeah.
And there was another one for one of our main characters, which is a fun song.
Changed the character, though.
We changed the character that the song had to change. And Deanna recognized that early on, and she said, "We have to kill that song." And I said, "No, it's one of my favorites." So we still have those recorded in ways and bits and pieces. And maybe they'll make the B-side of an album someday.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So I think last thing I just want to talk about is... it just left my mind. Wow. That was terrible.
Marketing.
Yes, it actually was marketing. Okay. So what has it been like promoting this? Because it's something that you guys have never had to promote before. It's it's nothing that you guys have ever done before. What challenges have you found? What has worked well that you think, and what hasn't worked well?
I think just juggling all of our other responsibilities while trying to stay, up on it and get it out there and produce the content.
Right.
And done is better than perfect. Get it out.
100%.
And that's just a constant thing. And of course, you know, coming on podcasts and stuff is totally new for us and being in front of the camera.
Right.
So that's a challenge, but it's getting easier. I mean, the more you do it, we had press all day yesterday. So it's better the more you do it.
It's probably less intimidating in this space than it was yesterday with the press.
It wasn't intimidating.
It wasn't.
It's just practice.
Yeah.
I think you just have to practice and be okay with maybe not saying everything perfect.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I was intimidated. Yeah. She is cool as a pickle. I was a little bit of a mess, but it was fun. It's a growing experience. And, you know, I'm happy to put myself through that to come out better on the other side of it.
Totally.
Yeah.
But we have a marketing person.
Oh, cool.
That is helping us, which we could not be doing it on our own. We knew that was not.
It's basically a full-time job.
We didn't even have Instagram. Like, we don't know how to use that. And
so
we said, please. And so everything runs through me. Mm-hmm. Like, he will show it to me, and then he'll post. And then and he's on top of it. And
that's
so
incredible.
He knows how to use all that stuff. And
and part of that, we can edit videos and we can do some things.
Yeah.
But we got someone that's from a much younger generation that can do things quickly and effectively. And it's been amazing to have that kind of help with our marketing.
Yeah. Well, and it's even challenging nowadays. Like, we talk about this at Growing Media a lot, is like, what's changed about the Instagram algorithm or the Facebook one? Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you don't have someone that's staying on top of that, it's a full-time job. It's so hard to do. So I'm very impressed with you guys to find someone to do that, because a lot of people will try to just do it themselves to save money or to save time or whatever when they're losing time. And you know what I mean? And so it's actually a really big deal that you guys went out of your way to find somebody to help you with that, because it's only going to help you guys, come next week, whatever things are actually happening and it's go time, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, well, I don't have any more questions. I'm super excited. I'm actually going to try to make it out on Friday. I think it's going to be awesome. Just kind of give a quick synopsis of what Standard Issue is about.
Okay.
and we'll just invite everybody out, and then we'll finish up the podcast.
So we have our main character. His name's Charles Vanderwall, and he comes from an affluent family, and he enlists in the Army reluctantly. And the circumstances, you know, come to the show, you'll find out. So once he gets to boot camp, he meets all kinds of people, and it's very, it mirrors Hank's experience about that it's truly diverse. You will meet people from all walks of life with all kinds of backgrounds, and so he struggles in his relationships with a few of them. They kind of give him a hard time and and whatever, but it's that friendship that forms with all of them that is as you walk through Act One. And everything's great and he's doing okay. And then they get deployment orders. And so that happens over intermission. And so Act Two is a different musical because they're dealing with the fallout of all that happened on deployment. So we don't show any, you know, combat or anything like that because everyone's everyone's experience is very unique in that regard. So we tried to make it more of that everyone can relate to this. And so in Act Two, it's some heavy themes, and we say that it's probably 13 and up, the musical, just because it deals with mental health struggles, and there's some a little bit of language from the drill sergeant, you know, in boot camp and stuff. But yeah, it's the mental health struggles, and and you know your kid if conversations like that can happen, and they're okay with saying there's nothing graphic or any you know anything like that. But it is talked about and it is dealt with. I mean. And that's very relevant today.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Well, that's awesome. That's very exciting. You guys should definitely make it out if you're watching this. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. You guys have anything else that I didn't ask you about? You guys want to talk about?
You talk about your haircut.
Oh, yeah. We got some videos up on our Facebook and our Instagram at Standard Issue, the musical, at both sites. And I put up a challenge for people to add comments to pick my next haircut. So, you know, I spent 20 years in the Army, so I've had all the haircuts you can imagine. And, you know, complete buzz cut and boot camp all the way through, you know, a little longer on top and a little style. And so, you know, since our actors have to get haircuts for this because it's a military-themed musical, kind of, you know, to honor their commitment to this show and how much hard work they put in, I'm also going to go through that process. And, so on Tuesday, we're going to do a live feed and letting the commenters decide what my haircut's going to be.
Tuesday at 4.
Tuesday at 4. So it'll be a live feed of whatever the number of people pick the most. And so far,
that's funny.
It's buzz cut.
And there's a couple of cast members that will be getting haircuts too.
But so far, it's buzz cut by a big margin.
And there's some shaggy people in our cast.
So people can save
me. It's going to be a big difference.
By saying, you know, a low fade with a little style on top. I appreciate it. But this might all be gone.
Buzz cut is in the lead right now.
That's crazy.
Haven't seen that look since boot camp in 1992. That'll be fun.
All right. One more thing, as I do actually want to talk about the non-for-profit. I totally glossed over that. So Vets in the Arts, just talk about that and what your guys' goal with that is.
So all proceeds from this show will go back either to our cast or to Vets in the Arts. And then after the show, we want to continue bringing encouragement through I don't know, classes or whatever it may be to help support veterans that want to express themselves through the arts. In any way, in any of the arts.
No, that's awesome. And how can people get involved with it if they want?
Vetsinthearts.org.
Okay. And then just send you an email. Is there a contact form there?
Awesome.
And we're happy to support in whatever way we can those endeavors, whether it's their first time and want to delve into something new, or they're seasoned at the thing and they want to explore it further or maybe put on a public display. We want to help with all of that.
And the best way to contact us is at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center, June 6th, 7th, and 8th, right before the show.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you guys for coming on today.
Thank you.
Super excited. I hope it sells out all three shows. And I hope veterans are able to open up and see the arts as like a freeing thing that they can use for their lives.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you on the next episode.